Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Wei Zhang, moments away. But first, do you have carpenter bees? Do you have mud daubers? Do you have problems of them damaging your home, your property, your barn, your shed, your hunting camp? Well, Rescue has a product that can fix that for you.
Yeah, Rescue Carpenter Bee Trap Stick also works on wasps, mud daubers. Carpenter bees bore holes and tunnel into wood to lay eggs and care for their larvae. These holes and tunnels in the wood invite mold and rot into homes, decks, fences, and any other wood structures. Spring is the best time to catch carpenter bees before they mate, but Trap Stick can be used throughout the summer and early fall to control carpenter bees. Rescue makes a carpenter bee trap stick that is simple to use and pesticide-free. You hang the trap sticks from the wood structures you want to protect. You can go to carpenterbeecontrol.com to watch a video about carpenter bees and learn how to prevent them with the trap stick from Rescue. Like all Rescue products, trap sticks are made in the USA. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com or rescue.com.
Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Wei Zhang is a polymer scientist, engineer, and an entrepreneur with focuses on specialty coatings and green technologies. He is the co-founder of Zinnovation, which is the company that invited Tree Diaper. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joanne Holly. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, we want to make everything transparent here. You are a sponsor of the program through Tree Diaper, and I want you to go ahead and just tell us what Tree Diaper is, how did it develop real quickly, and why people should look into and use Tree Diaper on their property.
Great, thank you. Tree Diaper is a multifunctional plant protection system. It's better known for the feature of catching rain, snow, water, and then slowly releasing them back when soil dries. So it helps keep a steady soil moisture level for much longer time than any other water methods. And there's a very important but a rather unknown feature. It not only solves the underwater issue, but also solves the overwater issue. So the reason that the main mechanism of water release is not by gravity, not by pressure neither. Instead, it's by osmosis. So it can actually absorb the water back up when you have too much water in the soil. Tree Diaper is the only method that will allow the taking water back. I mean, if you have a irrigation system, you can pressurize the water sources, and then they don't allow a water flow back. Actually, they use a backflow preventer to prevent the contamination. And the water bag releases the water by gravity, and unless you can reverse gravity, they will not take the water back up. So conventionally, the only way to reduce overwatering problem is to drain it away. So Tree Diaper have changed the game by storing this otherwise waste water for later use. And in addition, Tree Diaper help with weed control, soil protection, reduce erosion, protect plants against extreme temperatures, and so on and on.
Okay, great. So if you are wanting to incorporate trees into your landscape, what are some things to know before you plant, like before you just plant a tree and do your good deed for the environment?
Oh, Holly, don't get me started. This can be a long list. First of all, trees are tough, and most of the plants are. Naturally, they are growing into forest, and as long as you don't touch them, they grow up anywhere, including roof cities, and then in the railroads, and then anywhere. But it can be difficult to when you incorporate into landscape. Actually, planting a tree is rather easy. Dig a hole, stuck it in, and then fill that up. That's the planting part, right? I mean, that's easy. But growing one takes a lot more effort than just that, especially in the urban area and for landscape. Most of these trees are transplanted from farms. And during the transplanting process, a large portion of their roots are left behind at the farm. Well, yeah, they are container plants, but they are less popular. And also, they use a irrigation system on the farm, and then they water on a daily basis, maybe sometimes multiple times per day. So my friend, Mr. Gordon Mai, the consulting officer from Auburn, California, he used to say growing a tree is like raising a child. You do not expect your child to be independent right after birth. And actually, it means a minimum of 18 years of nurturing, education, and support. And trees won't take that long, but so many tree planting projects literally means planting only. It is at the peak around this time of year, the Earth Day, Arbor Day, that. And then, but you know, the hot summer days, all these tree, newly planted trees are just forgotten, and nobody taking care of them. And then, don't worry. Next year, the same thing will repeat again, right around Earth Day and Arbor Day. So we recommend a 1 year water per inch caliper for larger trees. That is considering watering your maybe 2 year caliper trees for 2 years before considering the fully established. By the way, the contractor typically offer 1 year warranty and it have nothing to do with the establishment. Second, people tend to water only the root bulb of their newly planted trees. That is where the roots are, so I don't blame them. But if you do that, the trees tend to grow the roots inside the rootable and it doesn't integrate with the new environment quickly. I wrote a blog about this a few weeks ago, and we have been recommending people to water not only the rootable, but water surrounding soil to promote a healthy outward root growth. That is why we recommend choosing tree diaper size that is roughly about the double the rootable size. And then third, check if the soil is compacted. It's very common for urban areas to have compact soils. Fourth, stop putting too much mulch on the tree trunk. It's not pretty. It's not healthy. And the fifth, don't plant too deep. That's not a very common problem. We can go on for another hour if you like.
Well, a lot of good information there. What should the average gardener do about their own moisture retention capabilities? If they have or they feel their soil is too porous, what can they do to improve that soil to retain moisture instead of let it run right through?
Joey, you are right on. You are spot on about this porous soil doesn't retain the soil, doesn't retain the water very well. And actually, the other side of the spectra, soil structure spectra, that's the clay soil, they may retain the water very well, but the amount of water become available for the plants is also low. So the porous side and then the not porous side are both are very low. That's called the plant available water. I would say in the middle of the soil structure chart, that's the lone soil will allow the most water retention. And the plant available water is defined as the fill capacity and the wilting point, the water between these two points. I mean, if you have water above the fill capacity, you have a standing water, which is bad for the plants because it depletes the oxygen from the roots. I mean, it creates the overwater issue like a root rot. And then when you are above this point, you want to drain that water away as quick as possible. If you go beyond 30 hours, you're going to start to have a problem. Below the wilting point, apparently plants wilt, right? There may be a lot of water in the soil, but plants just cannot extract it anymore, especially in the clay soil. In the sandy soil, it just simply doesn't have enough of the plant available water. It just doesn't have much water there to start with. You know, stone water retention is dependent on the soil composition, structure. Rainwater retention really is the best for you to water your garden. So conventional, if you want to increase the soil, plant available water, it typically means expensive soil amendment. You mix up them with a loam, you mix up them with silt loam, that type of soil that help increase the plant available water. As we just talked, when you have more water than the fill capacity, you want to drain them away as quickly as possible. But we have found that if you use tree dapper by catching and slowly releasing the rainwater, and it can greatly, significantly increase the plant available water. It is achieved by creating an overwatering without the overwatering problem by allowing the air flow to the roots. It is because the water stored in the tree diaper is not in a liquid form. A liquid form would squeeze all the air out. I call it solid water with air pockets. It's a single term, solid water with air pockets. It releases the water by osmosis. It can also charge with the same process when there's too much water in the soil. So that will be definitely a good way to enrich the soil moisture in porous soil.
Okay. So what is green infrastructure, and how can someone implement that into their garden or in their backyard?
Holly, this is a hot topic right now, green infrastructure. Green stormwater infrastructure, to be exact, is especially designed for stormwater retention and for reduction of stormwater runoff. Some well-known types are also called a rain garden. Stormwater runoff has been a big issue recent years because we just built too many roads, too many roofs, too many parking lots. And this impervious surface doesn't allow the water to penetrate. And we're also cutting down the tree that used to be there. And that will take away a lot of the retention and detention of the rainwater. So all this water goes into the drain. Well, 90% of the U.S. population live in an urban or suburban environment. And then if you put your city name, if that's the phone game you can play, if you put your city name, the name of major river and a lake near you, the word raw sewage in a Google search, I guarantee you you will find a news report about untreated raw sewage being released in your river because of rainfall. Guaranteed. If you can't find, I'll find it for you. This is due to the most city use a so-called combined stormwater and sewage system. The system cannot handle the water from even medium of the rainfall, let alone a large rainfall. So they have let it go. It's also called the combined sewage overflow. So that's what is the technical term about this sewage release. So actually, it can be more. It is more about the peak warning than the overall warning. Yes, if we can flatten the curve, there won't be any problems. It is the same thing like how we dealt with the COVID issue before vaccine. If everybody retain and even delay the runoff of the storm water from their properties, then you won't have any issue with the combined sewage overflow. Similar to any garden, the big challenge in the drain infrastructure is the overwater and underwater issue. And then back to your last question about the porous soil, and these drain infrastructures need to use a very sandy soil, porous soil. So, and also this structure is designed to capture the rainfall. So during the storm, it had to be flooded. If it doesn't get flooded, then the construction has failed. When you need to let the water sitting around too long, there will be a problem. So you will not want to do that. And the sandy soil facility, the drainage. The sandy soil, the problem is that it drains fast, dries fast. In between the storm and in droughts, it becomes a desert. Irrigation requirements is not uncommon for greenstone water infrastructures. To get it to work properly for large grain infrastructure, you will need landscape engineering designs and as well with professional installations. It can be very expensive. So it's not commonly done for homeowners in their yards. But for small-scale rain garden, it can be easily done. You will be doing that your city a bigger favor. And then don't expect your mayor send you a thank you letter. Just forget about it. All you need is a lower portion of your yard to start. You still need to remove some dirt, adding some porous media and the drainage, but it can be done cheap and easy. I'm not a designer, but I see same people do it. A friend of mine from Baltimore is doing one right now without any heavy equipment. He used tree diaper to do much of the problem solving for the overwater and underwater issues. in that rain garden. So I just know that because he just keeps me updated all kind of from time to time. So hope this can help more people to do that favor for their city.
Yeah, that's definitely very interesting. So how can people find out more about the tree diaper and that information?
You can find that on the treediaper.com. And you can also write me directly and send an email to info@treediaper.com. If you have a question that I can answer, don't be surprised. I would say I don't know. Actually, that has been my most common answers to the question I have received in the past few years. So, yeah.
Well, Wei, we greatly appreciate the time you've offered us, not only Holly and myself, but all of our listeners.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.